Hurricane Dorian may not have packed the wallop for the Treasure Coast that we expected, but if it had, there were some extra hands on scene to help residents pick up the pieces afterward. More than 200 National Guard troops assembled at Indian River State College at the Treasure Coast Public Safety Training Complex in Fort Pierce. Captain Jeremy Scanlon is the Battalion Executive Officer for the 753rd Brigade Engineer Battalion. He says the troops came from all over.
Everybody here that's been staying on the campus, we came from all parts of Florida here. The majority of us from the Panhandle, Quincy, Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, Lake City, and then we have a couple units out of Pinellas Park over in St. Pete.
What are you ready to do should the community need you?
So if the community needs us, we're ready to react to any disaster immediately, going out as far as cleaning debris out of the roads, working any type of point of distribution shelter, as well as providing security missions or just anything being out there in the neighborhood to let them know, hey, the community, they're not alone out there and they have us there to be there for them.
I see one of the advantages is you have the big vehicles. So
yes,
if
ma'am.
The water rises, that's not a problem.
No, ma'am. We have a lot of high water vehicles, so if there's some flooding in the areas, we're able to get in those areas pretty quickly to help anybody that's in distress or in need to get them out of there, get them to safer places.
There is an awful lot of situations like this happening around the world lately. You have seen a lot of this recently.
Well, across the state, mainly we've seen last deployment that we've had outside in the world that we've been into has been about 2010, where we've actually formed as a battalion. Within the state, most recently, our battalion was activated for Hurricane Michael up in the Bay County, Panama City area. And so we just came out of this last October. And then in 2017, we were also activated for Hurricane Irma down in South Florida as well.
Your people have come out here and they're helping our families. What do they do to keep in touch with their families while they're here?
Technology has been a great advantage nowadays. So having the cell phones and that FaceTime to be able to get that that time with their families. I mean, that personal one-on-one time they'll never get back, but being able to stay connected, the use of technology has been great. The Florida National Guard also has a great program with their family readiness. So if there's any needs for our families, because we have a lot of families that are also in these disaster areas, so they have a really good support system that we put our families in contact with, and they make sure that they keep our families updated and take care of them with any immediate needs that they need while we're away.
Now, we've been waiting, and I'm sure you have too. Have you been doing training during that time while you've been here?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what we're doing while we're kind of sitting here in this waiting, this holding pattern for the storm, we are we're doing initial training as well as any type of preparation to get out there, just to ensure that everybody's fresh, rehearsed, ready to go. We also have other missions as well that the training that we have to conduct for future months. So we try to stay on top of that and ensure all our readiness across the board.
And was the facility here, the public safety complex, a good place for you to stage and do that?
It's been a great facility to use. The personnel here on the campus have been nothing but supportive and just asking whatever we needed, and they've been there to fill every need that we asked for. So it's been really great. It's been nice to stay here, very comfortable, and just the space was wonderful.
I'm imagining after seeing something like Hurricane Michael, you're prepared for just about anything.
Yes, ma'am. With Hurricane Michael, that was a real big storm there that did a lot of devastation across the state and in that Panhandle region. So we've gone out there recently. So these hurricanes unfortunately just keep us prepared. As we look at it as a training event to hone our skills and our craft to be able to go out there and get right at it when something like this happens.
We're all doing the happy dance because things slowed down. But where do you expect you'll be going?
Right now, we have a mission. Some of our units are kind of pushing north. Right now, we're getting ready to push north in pre-stage to look at Brevard County and any area in the north part of Florida that may be affected by the storm, just to stage up there now to be closer. So if it does make landfall, we can get in there real quick and do the same thing that we were going to do down here in St. Lucia and Indian River counties.
The Public Safety Training Complex at IRSC is used to train first responders and students studying to become first responders, but it also can be used for helping the community in an emergency, as it was in advance of Hurricane Dorian. IRSC President Dr. Edwin Massey says it's not the first time.
We've had groups come in from other colleges across the nation to hold disaster preparation and recovery classes here in the facility. But during this storm, it was fully occupied by over 300 National Guardsmen, and with all of their equipment, all of their ammunition, all of their firearms, and all of their cots. We don't have beds in the facility, but we do have large rooms in the facility where they bring their cots, and they have stayed here overnight. They're packing up now to head to Kissimmee. But it gave all of us a really good feeling for, first of all, the facility to be used basically for what it was built for, and that's to prepare for disasters. So having a National Guard here was a big step in preparation for our whole community in terms of safety and recovery, and they have a lot of heavy equipment. They can move fallen trees and other kind of debris. And then the recovery piece. So it's very important for them to play a role in both of those, give us peace of mind in the beginning, and then we don't need them too much on recovery this time, thank goodness, but they would have been here had the hurricane come on land, made landfall in the Fort Pierce or in the Treasure Coast area, because there would have been a lot of destruction where they would stay for. So basically, they are packing up now to move a little further up the coast, anticipating and being ready for the storm making landfall up to our north.
So it's been used to train people, and now we put it into actual use.
Actual in use with people that are serving our country. All of these are active National Guard members. I was talking to several of them. Several of them had just finished in training camp at Camp Shelby outside of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They got the call, and the trucks were rolling, and they headed down to Fort Pierce.
Now, in the past, we've staged trucks here and things that the community needed for after a storm.
Yeah, we've worked with a lot of construction companies. We work with power companies. We work with Homeland Security people who it's really nice to have them on campus. We don't have dorm rooms or rooms for them to bunk out in, but they make it. They're used to that because they're on the road. And then immediately when things are over, they're here to service our people in our community and also to help clean away debris. So this was a scary storm. So to have the National Guard on your side eased a little bit of the anxiety.
Definitely. Definitely. And in the future, it's all here.
Absolutely. They were very pleased by coming here. When they're deployed like this, they don't know what the conditions are going to be that they will be staying in and working out of. And they had high praise for this facility. And it was built for this purpose. So we're glad to get it, see it get used this way.
As we were speaking, the troops were packing up to move on to their next stop. Many gave the impression it was a reluctant move. Most of them waved and smiled as they passed, with several stopping to say a hearty thank you for the use of the facility that gave them a measure of comfort while they were away from their own families in order to keep other families safe. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.